Hello. Are we recording?
We are.
Good.
The recording process has begun.
All right. What are we going to cover?
Anything we want.
Okay.
We have what it takes.
Video game news. Available.
Industry news.
Pop culture.
Exciting developments.
E3 is coming up.
Let's see.
Next week.
It's one of the most exciting threes out there, I think.
Yeah, they will have some good announcements, I'm sure. And we're going to see the new... Do you think we'll see the new Xbox and the new PlayStation?
Well, we may not see it end to end.
Yeah.
But I think that the stats are coming out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think that the questions will be over, and then we can start talking about what those things actually mean.
Well, then we can start arguing about which one's better.
Immediately.
That might be something for the comic. Like, I just wish they would announce it so I could start fighting with people about them online.
Exactly. So just fighting with strangers right now. Here, yeah. Let me activate the ding dong.
Activate the bing bong.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, man. We had some friends over to play games on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I played a game called Ultimate Werewolf.
Ultimate Werewolf.
Have you heard of this game?
No. Is it like Werewolf?
It is like Werewolf, except, actually, you know what? I don't know how much it's like Werewolf. I played Werewolf so long ago.
Here, you tell me about...
Ultimate Werewolf.
Yeah, not even in relation to, you know, Werewolf, what you might call Werewolf Classic.
Yeah.
Or indeed any other kind of lycanthrope.
Okay, so this is how Ultimate Werewolf works. You put out a bunch of cards that are all different characters. A couple of them might be werewolves, and everyone picks one. And you start playing an app on your phone, and everyone closes their eyes. And the app says,
oh,
werewolves.
No, there's an app.
Werewolves, open your eyes. So you open your eyes, like, look around. If you see any other werewolves, that's cool. Werewolves, close your eyes. And then it'll be like, trickster, open your eyes. If you're the trickster, you open them, and it's like, switch two people's cards. So you do that, and it's like, trickster, close your eyes. And it's like, what was the other one? There's like, Insomniac, open your eyes. You can look at your own card.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so there's all these different characters. And then once everyone's done, you've got a couple minutes on this timer to decide who the werewolf is. But you don't know who moved your card. You know what you started as, but you don't know what happened after
that. You don't even know if you're still the werewolf?
You don't even know if yours... You don't have any idea. But you have to piece it together, right? Like, well, listen, I was... So you either start lying... Or you start telling the truth, right? You're like, listen, I was the trickster. I traded your card and your card. So what were you? All right, well, I was the werewolf. I mean, you're not going to say I was the werewolf. So you're like, oh, I was the whatever.
But could it be a situation where you're like, listen, was I a werewolf? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore. Well, and then there's the Tanner who wants people to think he's the werewolf. That's how he wins.
Hmm?
Yeah, the Tanner character
wins. Each of the roles. Each of the roles has a victory condition?
Yeah, by getting people. Well, him and the werewolf are the only two that really do. The werewolves don't want to be picked out, and the Tanner wants to be picked out. But it was really fun.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So it's Super Werewolf Alpha EX3.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But the app acting as Dungeon Master is interesting, because some of the more sophisticated games I've played of that type, some of the more sophisticated social games,
yeah,
often require a Dungeon Master.
Yeah, this was perfect. It's got this, you know, cool. It's got cool music playing. It's got the voice. He's like, troublemaker, open your eyes. And you, like, look around. Trade two people's cards.
Intriguing.
Yeah, it's fun. Highly recommended. We also played some Cash and Guns and some Lords of Waterdeep.
Cash and Guns is solid.
Good game of board night.
I think the Lords of Waterdeep. I remember when we first cracked it out.
Yeah.
It was the very first box open. That was like a board game night, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were like, well, let's try a new game, which is a dangerous proposition.
It can be, yeah.
You don't want to, especially with somebody that you haven't really super met, you don't know them super well.
Yeah.
And then learning a game is fun for me, but that's not fun for everybody.
It's stressful for some people, sure.
Right. But that game just fixed, like that whole social scenario, that game fixed all the problems.
Yeah.
That we had. I mean, by the end of it, we were just talking about like how we would do it differently. And yeah. We had set it up to be sort of a half-scale game, but then it's like, No, we should have played the full game because it's so, the game is so easy to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Once you play one round, that's the way I taught it to these people. I was like, let's just do one round, and all we're going to do is repeat that 8 times.
Right. That's the main thing that I think is, it's a very legible game.
It is, yeah.
It has a lot of pieces. I've played games that have that many pieces that are very hard to play.
Exactly. And setting it up, I think, is more complicated than teaching someone to play it. They were starting to get a little nervous as you're pulling out all the shit.
Right.
But you're like, listen, it is so easy to play, though.
Yeah, that was one of the funny things when I was watching, I was over at Keek's, and I was checking out Infinity. He must have had, you remember how when we used to play D&D with Keek?
Uh-huh.
And he came up with basically that entire user interface?
Yeah, he made those stickers.
Yeah, he made all those awesome label stickers.
Yeah.
So that the game made sense, because it's always plus one, minus one, minus one, plus one.
Minus one.
Right.
Poison.
Yeah.
Stun.
Nervous. Blinded. You know, scared.
Yeah.
Aroused. Right? It's just stickers. It's just stickers on stickers on stickers. This fucking war game. So you remember in War Machine, like we had some things to designate, like certain spells that we had cast.
Little chits, yeah.
Burning. We had, yeah, it was chits, right?
Chits.
Right. But he must have had 100 fucking tokens.
Oh, wow.
Just for him.
Of all of the same thing or different?
No, no. It's depending on your faction and the units you have on the field. I mean, you, and honestly, I think you really do need these.
So they're just like reminders of the buffs and debuffs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it distinguishes, like, you have prone.
Yeah.
But it's like you might be, you know, this character has taken a wound. So now they're unconscious, but they're also prone.
Oh, shit.
Right? Unconscious characters are prone, and those are both important. So we have tokens for those. But then Kiko was like, oh, you know what? I'm not actually unconscious. This character has some other state where, you know, mechanically speaking, if they take another point of damage, they're dead. But even though they've taken damage, they can still walk around and do all their normal shit. So that's a different shit.
Wow.
And then depending on how many guys you have in your squad, that's the number of orders you have. So you know how a war caster, let's say, has their focus that they get to invest?
Oh, yeah.
Or they get to pull their fury off of their war beasts.
In this, you have orders?
Yeah. And each of your figures, at least, I mean, I'm not a pro by any means, but each of your figures seems to generate one of these orders, which is a resource.
Huh.
And then you start dumping those in. So it's sort of like you have a pile of focus, and that's everything you get to do for your turn. So as you're getting winnowed down, you're getting less and less, you're getting less and less effective. You might start funneling those actions into individual things. So in the new version, or at least the version that they were playing, you know, you can spend one action token, a whole squad can move.
Yeah.
And then one of those models can act. And I guess before, what would happen is that you would have a bunch of cheap guys in the back that were basically like an action farm.
Oh, just to generate orders?
You wouldn't field them.
That's
you wouldn't
weird.
Really want them out there.
Yeah.
You want them in the back.
Yeah, I would be intimidated by hundreds of chits.
Yeah, it's a lot of chits, but I think that you would like the models. And
well, I look at the models, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of the system. I wrote about it in the post a little bit. There are some things about this system, specifically the idea that instead of a traditional target number,
you're rolling that.
Yeah, you're rolling it, and then you're establishing a range of success for me.
Yeah.
So it's different every time. Like it isn't a game where you can't be there. You need to be present the whole time.
Yeah.
And I like that. Anyway, we were talking about
the new consoles and announcing them so we can fight about
totally,
them.
Totally. Let's
I think
see.
That's it. Man, I'm hoping for some big news out of this E3. I wanna get the specs on these new consoles or console attachments, attaches.
Yeah, if you will. Entrenchments.
They're going to be able to buy them. But I can start fighting about them online right now.
With strangers.
With strangers.
But they have the stats right now. I'm sure that people have... I'm not sure that those stats, the ones that are out there, are like 100% verified.
Yeah.
Especially on the Xbox side.
No, you can just say details. I want more details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can immediately start arguing with strangers online.
About which one is better.
Yeah, yeah. About which of the non-existent consoles is superior. I need E3 to arrive. This should be Tycho, right?
Yeah.
I need its terrible secrets revealed. You curious about that stuff? You curious about the new hardware?
The sooner I get more details, the sooner I can use those details
to belittle
strangers on the internet. To fight with and belittle.
To erode. We had that. That's from a long time ago, right? I erode the human soul.
I still hear people say that, though.
It's true, but it does happen. The sooner I have these details, the sooner I can begin belittling. What are we talking about?
I said the sooner I get those details, the sooner I can use those details to fight with and belittle people, the strangers on the internet.
just belittle.
Yeah, belittle.
If it's Tycho doing it, right?
Yeah. Oh, is Tycho the one arguing online? It seemed to me like it would be Gabe.
But he wouldn't say belittle, and the word is so great.
It's a good word.
Right?
But is he someone who's fighting, doing console fights online? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but I listen.
What if I let you use the word belittle in another comic later?
Yeah, it's like typical sharing of power type arrangement. But he would not say arrive, and terrible secrets wouldn't be there either. I need E3 to get here. I need to know all the numbers. I need to know all the important numbers on the new consoles.
Yeah. Should I get those details?
See, and that's a longer line. So then you might move down to frame 2 for the sooner I have those details.
The sooner I can use them to start fighting with strangers on the internet.
With idiot strangers?
Idiot strangers on the internet. What's the Microsoft one called right now?
Right now, I think it's called Scorpio.
Scorpio, that's right. More like Dorkio. I don't know. I'm still working on that one.
I've got time. E3's in like a week. What's the new Xbox called?
Right now, I think it's called Scorpio. More like Shittio. I don't know.
I guess I still have a couple days. Scorpio? Right. Or is it... God, what can I do with that? Like, in the second panel, like, what can I do with that?
It's got the word pee right in it. It's going to have to be urine-based.
it's going to have to have some kind of pee thing. Maybe it's some kind of pee thing.
What rhymes with scorp? Forp. Is that a bad word?
Forp.
Forp. Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
It's gruesome.
More like Forpio, am I right?
I can't really place it. It's got the word P right in there. What can I do with that?
You know what rhymes with scorp? Warp. Thorp. That's a bad word, right?
For somebody, maybe. Some things do rhyme with scorp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like warp. Corp.
Sorp.
The sorp is not... That's... No, but...
That's a word, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Let's get the word P right in there at the end. You heard it, right? Does something bad rhyme with scorp?
Scorp.
Is that ringing any bells?
Well, there's Thorp. Oh, is that a word? What does it mean? It means rancid anus.
So you're trying to invent. You like it. It's a butt thing.
It's a butt thing. And then it's Gabe's
forum post. Scorpio, more like Thorpio. Am I right, guys? This thing's going to suck.
Butts.
Suck all the butts. That way I can start arguing with idiot strangers online.
I knew all the most important numbers.
You never needed facts or figures to argue with people before.
Yeah, maybe there's another route.
Why wait for the details?
When have you needed details?
Yeah, when have you ever needed details or facts?
I feel like there is something there.
Oh, there absolutely is, yeah. Hmm. It's a matter of what the punchline is for me, how you get to that punch.
You just want to arrive.
Actually, I think the setup is really good. The sooner I can start arguing with idiots on the internet.
Idiot strangers is
a good... Idiot strangers on the internet, yeah.
Do you prefer the internet over online?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, then it's online.
Is it AOL online?
I think so.
What if the numbers for the Xbox are better?
Well, honestly, that's one of the things I think is interesting. For you, it's not. It isn't even about stats.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't matter to you at all. For you, it has to do with their
experience.
The experience, like the user interface that they have. Like it could be twice as fast.
Yeah, but if I still had to navigate that Xbox menu,
you'd be driven mad.
Yeah.
And you would harm others.
I don't think I'd be convicted. I think that they would look at the blood on my hands and then say, "Oh my God, were you playing Xbox?" Yeah. Well, Jesus, wash that blood off. Get some rest.
Yeah, get hosed down. Go out back.
Yeah.
Like the idea that he doesn't actually need the details, like the details are irrelevant.
Yeah.
I feel like is good. I recall you needing details to do that before.
Yeah. You've been doing that for years without details. Isn't that like your hobby?
That's your brand. No, since when have you needed details, I think is the...
Since when have you needed details?
If that's the angle.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of times facts just get in the way.
You know what? Damn it, you're right.
A lot of times facts just get in the way. I'll see you later. Where are you going? To Rabbit!
I'll see you around. Where are you going? Yeah, if that last panel is established sort of as like a call to arms.
Yeah. Arm up, finger pointed.
Right.
To Reddit with no facts and anger. Yeah.
Facts just get in the way. I'll see you around. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Yeah. But honestly, like that by itself has almost like a political poster.
It does, yeah.
That pose, I think that pose can sell it.
Yeah, I agree.
Good night.
But when I cast the pot, it's like I cast the rod, keeping it odd like a motherfucker gas robot.
I'm really caught. Today's fresh catch. I mean a podcast. Something about nets.
Yes, it gets better when it's winter. I'm fettered by my fish gear. Catch and release. Get in that crease when my fish near.
Talk about a plant best laid off that stray. And yes, I crave that tuna with his peck fin's blade. But while I'm glistening from the whole sea, you better listen into TLC.
I got that wild caught salmon. It's tender and it's moist.
Downloadable content. A podcast of choice.